Another misplaced source of worth may be our stuff. Some of us see ourselves as being valuable because of what belongs to us. Our material possessions, a house, neighborhood, clothing, and more, may give us the feeling of enough. The Bible warns us about this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. Everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. Some of us look to family or friends to provide a sense of worth. We might take pride in our family of origin because it is well known or respected in the community. Perhaps we feel a sense of significance because of who our friends are. We enjoy knowing and being known by certain people. We name drop or associate with certain people because of who they are. We may let our proximity to people who we think are important give us feelings of importance. Not one of these ways we are trying to find our worth will satisfy us or lead us to the lives God wants for us. Instead, they leave us always trying to measure up so that we can feel like we are enough. These pursuits are like moving targets, pulling us in every direction. They create in our hearts a sense of restlessness, discontent, and unhappiness that can lead to feelings of anger, bitterness, envy, insecurity, or fear. Our hearts need a place to rest. When we are not sure of who we are or where our worth comes from, our hearts can feel insecure, unsettled, easily swayed, and discontent. There is a peace, joy, and freedom that fills and fuels our hearts when our worth is anchored in the right place. And when we think that we've lost our identity and value, the real source of our worth might be closer than we think. A treasure we cannot lose. All wedding rings are special, but mine was especially valuable to me because of the people who had it before me. It originally belonged to my grandmother, then my mom, then me. It wasn't just a ring, it was a treasure. And that is why I went into panic mode when it went missing. We had gone south to find warmer weather in February. Each day before we went to the beach, I would take off my ring and place it next to our bed or next to the hand soap by the sink. One afternoon, after returning from a full day at the beach, I went to slip on my ring only to discover it was gone. It was nowhere to be found. It wasn't by our bed, it wasn't by the sink, and it certainly wasn't on my finger. "Honey," I yelled for my husband, "have you seen my ring?" I knew he probably hadn't, but I was quickly running out of options. "I think I lost my wedding ring. I know it was here when we left. Please, Lord, help me find it." The last 2 days of vacation were far from a vacation for me. I searched and searched, turning over in my head what I could have done with the ring. I had all sorts of ideas as to how it might have disappeared. By the time we headed home, I was sure one of the maids had stolen it. Our vacation was over, but I could not let go of the ring I had misplaced. I would think about it, mentally retracing my steps. I even called the hotel to see if by chance someone had...